Did you have to coach up guys to keep their head up after that bad start?
No, I just, what I told the guys was, hey, let's rebound. Let's go answer. And I think, you know, obviously Montario wants it back. He Charles Woodson made a heck of a play right there. And, so I think, guys were fine. You know, the good thing is we had, however many minutes, we had 59 minutes left in the game. You know, there's a lot of football game left. So guys' heads weren't, between the legs. They were, we were still excited about what was ahead of us. So there wasn't, our sideline wasn't deflated by any means.
How do you feel after taking that? Looked like a pretty good shot to the chest.
I feel good. I was surprised. I really felt fine after about a play or two. I just lost my breath. I tried to call the next play in the huddle, and I couldn't even spit out a word. I tried to imitate it, but I'd make a fool out of myself. It was bad. My offensive line was laughing at me, and I called the wrong direction. I was hurting there for a second, but I feel good today. I feel 100% healthy.
You think you answer any question? The ability to stand in there and take a hit. I mean, I'm sure you've done it in the past, but this is the first time maybe we saw you see it coming and then deliver the ball like you want to.
Yeah, it was. Jordan ran a great route and got open, so I knew I had a chance to stick it on for a first down. That was my main focus, and you got to step into him like that majority of the time. Even though he came untouched, he was hauling. He was coming at me pretty hard, but that's just part of playing the position. You don't want to put yourself in that position, but every once in a while you're going to have to step into a throw like that. And Jordan made a heck of a catch for a big time conversion for us. So, like I said. We corrected the mistake, we fixed it today, and we'll move on.
Brandon, do you get a sense that attention from the coaches is turning to September 9th, or is it still what's going on out here?
No, I think we're still in training camp mode, to be honest with you. I think we're still trying to get better at the fundamentals, the basics. Obviously in the preseason, you don't do a ton of game planning for the team you're going to play. You run the plays that you feel like you need to work on. So I think I'm just speaking for me, what I think. I think the coaches are still focused on getting better each practice on what we do fundamentally. And then, the rest of the preseason will play out, and then the ninth will open up with Philly. But I don't think we're jumping ahead too far. I think we're taking it one step at a time.
Brandon, last week you said that, you're trying to get on the same page with Greg Little and doing stuff after practice. Do you think that you really made progress in terms of chemistry with receivers from game one to game two? And do you think there's, obviously we saw that one route with Gordon, there's, maybe a near pick where it seemed like that happened two weeks in a row, so are there still some of those issues?
Well, I think me and Greg are getting on the same page. Me and Greg are, we're working hard at it, and we're communicating a lot about a lot of different things. But the route with Gordon, We're I talked to him before the game, during the game, and after the game about certain things that I see that I think he can do, or that maybe. And I'm not a receivers coach, so I don't know how to tell him to run a route. But what I'm thinking as far as when I'm going to pull the trigger, and I think that's the main thing. It's just the timing of that route. The DB made a great play on him, but he was a yard or two long. So if he's runs it at the right depth, maybe it's completion versus almost a pick six. So, just little things. I think just getting on the same page. And this game is so tough. A yard, here and there, can determine a lot of the outcome.
Overall, how do you think you played yesterday compared to the week before?
Better. I mean, I think, I got 40 plays in, so you're able to get in a rhythm. It was tough. Everybody was criticizing me for 15 plays, and you can't get in a rhythm for 15 plays, man. That's just part of playing the quarterback position. So I got in a rhythm, and I think my second quarter is even better than my first quarter. So I think the more you get going, the more reps I get, the better I'll continue to feel. But I think, the adjustments, down the red zone, for example, we're third and 20. I can force a ball there to Gordon. Maybe you have a chance to get the ball down the 10-yard line, maybe for a first down. But I threw it to Cribs. We kicked the field goal for 3 points. So stuff like that, I'm not forcing balls down yet, until I get really comfortable with those guys. But I think I really took what they gave me, played smart, and the rest will get better as we can continue to grow as an offense.
How hard is it to develop those little nuances and that chemistry with guys when, ball mass hasn't been in there, Ben Watson's not in there, Travis is just coming back, Jordan, there's so many moving parts. Can you talk about
that? Yeah, that's the one challenging thing, and I think that's the nice thing about the preseason. For me, being a rookie, I'm still learning the guys as well as they're learning me, and so there's a lot of guys cycling through. And I think that's good for all of us. I mean, them catching balls from me, Colt, and Seneca, I'm learning those guys' routes. But, once you get to the regular season, you want to be throwing the same guys all the time. you know. And I think, you know, not having those guys you just mentioned is tough on our offense, you know. But, you know, fortunately these games don't count as a win-loss, you know, when it all really matters. But, you know, those guys are key assets to this offense and guys that we're really going to rely on to make a lot of plays for. So, you know, the guys you just mentioned, you throw that in our lineup, we got some guys to throw it to, which is nice.
Brandon, I guess you're learning about the passion for Browns football, both good and bad. And were you surprised at the criticism that you received over the one, you know, very, very short time that you were able to be in there?
I can't say I was surprised. I mean, I think, you know, they're passionate. You know, I think you ask anybody that's ever played sports, especially this position, you know, they would agree. It's hard to – you can't really grade an outcome of a game over 9 passes, much less 15 plays. And you know, and especially as it was my first ever NFL start. I mean, you got to keep that in mind. You know, regardless of how old I am, it's still a big jump from college football. So, you know, that's – like I said, I mean, I don't listen to it, fortunately. I mean, I've been there. I've played the baseball thing. I didn't listen to it then. I did listen to it in college, and I'm going to continue to not listen to it. But, you know, I think – like I said, I think they want a winner, and so do I. I want to win games just as much as they do, and you know, for that to happen, I'm going to play well.
If you don't listen to it, how do you know that it was there? Just wondering.
I read my Twitter, but trust me, it goes fast. I just read, you know, no, it, you know, yeah, no, you know, I'll skim through it. It's just, it's one of those things. It's somewhat literally, and sometimes I'll respond, I'll put laugh out loud. It's comical, some of the stuff that I hear. I mean, it really is. I mean, you know, it's it can get comical.
On that Gordon route, how much is that a trust issue, knowing that you're going to be at the right spot, especially if it doesn't go like you wanted to 2 weeks in a row?
No, it's all trust. And I think it's and on his part and on mine. You know, I think, you know, you saw what happened. 2 weeks in a row, run similar type routes and the same outcome. So, you know, that's just something we need to get out. We'll probably come out here on Sunday, and I guarantee you'll see us out here running that route over and over just to kind of get a feel for it. Because, I mean, like I said, he's such a big-bodied guy that he's hard to defend if he's able to do the little things to create separation. So he's but he's getting better. I talked to him. We were out on the field yesterday before the game. I had a nice little talk with him and kind of told him what I expected, how I felt. It was all positive. It was all good. And I think he responded to it pretty well. You watch the tape. He played really fast yesterday, and he's a heck of a player.
And to follow on that, how do you, if the same thing happened twice, how do you have faith to go back to him, or not just him, but go back to that same play after almost got picked twice?
Well, you have to. You know, that, in my read, that was my first read, and it was there. He had cushion. It was perfect, exact look we wanted. You know, I'm not going to change my reads and how I feel. I trust Josh, and I think I'm not going to work the other side of the field just because it's him and the same thing happened the week before. You know, I can't do that, you know. And so in order, you know, to sum it all up, we have to be on the same page. You know, we can't continue to do it. But I think, like I said, that's why, I mean, like I said, he's a rookie. He's learning just like I am. He's trying to play fast. There's going to be mistakes, but you just got to find a way to minimize those. Like I said, I think he made a big jump from week one to week two, and that's exciting for me.
What do you make of him? Is it unrealistic to think he can contribute immediately?
Oh, they're throwing him in the fire. I mean, he's going to be out there. I mean, he's you know, he's got way too many tools, and he's way too good of a player to not be on the field. You know, I think you know, you got to kind of tailor stuff to fit him, what he does well. You know, there's certain things he does extremely well, you know, so we're going to try to tailor those things to him to put the ball in his hand. You know, we're not going to do stuff to make him feel uncomfortable where he feels out of his element, you know. And so, you know, like I said, it's still a learning process. That's why I was the training camp stuff I was talking about earlier. That's why we're in training camp. We're still in that mode of doing the fundamental things, and he's going to be in there. I mean, he's too good of a player to be sitting on the sideline.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, guys.